Right now, it's time to see what's happening in the commodity markets this morning. We check in with Kurt Kimmel over at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Kurt, let's take a look at what's going on there today. It looked like we had a lot of greener in the early going, but corn's stepping back a little bit.
Yeah, we saw the overnight market, especially the equities, see some upward movement. Talk of China lowering their interest rates maybe by 0.25%. One tick to stimulate their economy a little bit, gave their stock market some confidence to trade higher. That spilled over into our market. Dow's up, an electronic trade up over 400 points this morning here. It's a little bit off its high, but that encouraged grains to trade higher. Corn was up 5 cents at one time. Beans were 14 cents higher at one time on short covering. We did sell some beans to unknown destination, 210,000 tons. So that's kind of encouraging to see some export business develop here on these price breaks. But kind of feels like we're in a trading range. Corn futures was off sharply yesterday, was able to reverse and close higher, indicating their support in December corn futures in this 360 area. But then, too, there's going to be resistance up around 390 as harvest fastly approach. We are seeing some corn harvest activity here in central Illinois take place. It's still relatively wet, for say, so we still have a long ways to go there. Soybeans kind of feel like the 850, 845 area ought to be support, and rallies back up into this $8.99 level. Basis November's is going to provide resistance here. A lot of the guys we visit with are still trying to move some old crop corn, particularly trying to make room for new crop. Otherwise, we'll kind of consolidate and move sideways here and develop a trading range until we see what the September crop report shows. A lot of the eyes will continue to be on the outside markets. That'll give us some price direction here as we move through the day. Energy markets a little higher this morning. We're seeing crude oil up over $1 a barrel. A little bit of relief there. The October found support just under $38, so we'll see if we'll have a bounce. Livestock-wise, a little higher. Hogs have been on fire. Even though we've got ample supplies of hog numbers out there, we're still killing 7-8% more than a year ago. Demand picked up a little bit, and it seemed there was a little bit of buying interest in the hogs. So overall, kind of feel the grain's going to be choppy. Meat's a little higher, and these outside markets be a little higher starting out this morning. See how the day develops here as we move into midday trade. This is Kurt at Bates Commodities here in Normal.